at this time when people are just kind of in shock and awe about what is happening in this major environmental catastrophe, what are your thoughts? Can the Gulf of Mexico recover?
I don't know that the Gulf can recover that quickly anyway. We're talking about decades of impact. My father sent me to the Exxon Valdez 21 years ago. I did a one-hour special on the issue, and I can tell you that even today, 21 years later, the people up there haven't completely recovered. When it comes to the environment itself, you can take a shovel and under a foot and a half of sand, you're going to find oil, which is still there. So when it comes to the Gulf, we're talking about something which is multiple time, 10, 20, 30 times, who knows, and we will not know until it's over. In other words, until they stop the leaking, times the Exxon Valdez. So the effect on a very, very sensitive environment, which is the marshland, and also now as the oil is reaching Florida, on the mangroves, which are critical environments for reproduction, for protection, for finding food, for the great majority of marine life and also bird life, which unfortunately is the time of reproduction right now where millions of birds are coming to reproduce, where you have in Alabama hundreds of dolphins which have given birth, and now is the time where the mother has breath feeding them. That milk may be affected by the oil and those chemicals which have been put into the water to keep the oil or some of the oil below the surface, out of sight, out of mind, I think. That was one of the purpose, affecting the entire water column. And these little bubble of oil loaded with chemicals are now going under booms and reaching out on the marshland, affecting it in a way that is a major catastrophe. We were there with our people. We went diving. We filmed it underwater all the way to 25 feet of depth. We could see the oil for miles and miles and miles as we were sailing into these plumes of oil. So I think the long-term effect is going to be decades, and I think the environment is going to have a very, very hard time to stabilize itself and recover to some extent. And then we're heading toward the hurricane season, which is going to flush all that on top of the marshland way further than it does right now. So we need to clean up as much as we can. We need to be prepared to intervene when it comes again, and that was not the case. We failed again to have a prevention system in place and be prepared in case of an accident to face up with backup systems, which we didn't have in place. We just invented last-minute ideas, which have all failed so far, some of them 100%. So we need to change, and that has to happen. And my father forewarned us a long time ago. He told us, you know, if we continue treating the ocean the way we treat the ocean, we're heading toward a catastrophe for ourselves as a species, which totally depend upon the ocean for the quality of our lives.
Do you feel emotionally distraught yourself as someone who has been a diver, a fisherman, and an educator? What do you feel inside personally? Is it a great sadness?
Yes, I feel great sadness. I refuse to feel anger. I don't think it's very constructive, and my sadness probably helped me want to help and find ways where we can put in place a system which will be independent from government and industries that will deal with prevention and in case of accidents, because it will happen again.
The key question I wonder about is that oil that doesn't wash up on shore or isn't dispersed, that just stays down low under the ocean, does it settle on the bottom and kill life down below? Where does it? It has to go somewhere.
Well, it's killing life everywhere. In the water column, on the bottom of the ocean, along the shoreline, even animals which normally are not in the water, such as birds, and marine mammals, which are like you and I, breathing air, and that air is polluted. My team left after I had to go, and they went diving, and the mixture of the chemicals and the oil was burning their skin. And our photographer had to get out of the water because it was unbearable. And some of the people were getting headaches because they were breathing that air which is loaded with the vapors of the oil, which about 20% of it goes up in the atmosphere. I was there for three of those 10 days, and I saw it for myself, some of the beginning of the impact, which now is even worse than it was when we were there, and we're going to go back.